如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。模块质量评估二，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Which tie would you prefer, the blue one or the yellow one?
I prefer blue, but I'll take them both to have a change sometimes.
Tom?
Yes?
Will you please take this recorder to my office for me?
With pleasure, and let me carry some of the exercise books for you. May I use the phone in my room for long-distance calls?
Well, we prefer our customers to use our public phone in the hall for long-distance calls. Well, I'd rather take a blue one instead.
Sorry, madam, I'm afraid there isn't any left.Where's Joan? She said she would be there at 3 o'clock, and now it's 3:30. She must have missed the train.
I think so. I hope she doesn't miss the next one. Otherwise, she'll be late for the opening speech at the conference.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Excuse me, here are the books I want to borrow, and here's my card.
You've got 3 books on your card already.
Yes, and I can borrow 7 altogether, isn't it? I've 4 here.
Yes, you can have 4, but I'm afraid you can't take these 3 out.
Can teachers borrow them? I can ask my teacher to borrow them for me.
I'm afraid not. They are single copies, so we are not lending them to anyone.You can read them here in the library.
I see. I'll take the one I can borrow then, and when I'm free, I'll read the 3 here.
Okay.
Excuse me, here are the books I want to borrow, and here's my card.
You've got 3 books on your card already.
Yes, and I can borrow 7 altogether, isn't it? I've 4 here.
Yes, you can have 4.But I'm afraid you can't take these 3 out.
Can teachers borrow them? I can ask my teacher to borrow them for me.
I'm afraid not. They are single copies, so we are not lending them to anyone. You can read them here in the library.
I see. I'll take the one I can borrow then, and when I'm free, I'll read the 3 here.
Okay.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Good morning. Can you tell me the times of morning flights to Paris, please?
Yes, certainly. There are daily flights at 7:50 and 11:05.
And when do they arrive in Paris?
The early flight arrives at 9 o'clock and the mid-morning one at 12:15.
So the journey takes an hour and 10 minutes?
Yes, that's correct.But remember, you must be at the airport 1 hour before.
Of course. And in Paris, is there a bus to the city center?
Yes. There are buses every half an hour, and the journey takes about 40 minutes.
Fine. How much is a single air ticket?
Single. $60.
Right. I'd like to book 5 tickets, please, on the early morning flight to Paris on June 10th.
Okay. Fine.
Good morning. Can you tell me the times of morning flights to Paris, please?
Yes, certainly. There are daily flights at 7:50 and 11:05.
And when do they arrive in Paris?
The early flight arrives at 9 o'clock and the mid-morning one at 12:15.
So the journey takes an hour and 10 minutes?
Yes, that's correct.But remember, you must be at the airport 1 hour before.
Of course. And in Paris, is there a bus to the city center?
Yes. There are buses every half an hour, and the journey takes about 40 minutes.
Fine. How much is a single air ticket?
Single. $60.
Right. I'd like to book 5 tickets, please, on the early morning flight to Paris on June 10th.
Okay. Fine.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Hello, Mr. Connors. Do you have a minute?
I'm sorry, I am just on my way out. Why?
Well, I wanted to ask your advice about our school papers. But if you're busy, I'll wait until another time.
Your school paper? Sounds pretty interesting. Why don't you drop by my house and we can talk about it?
Thanks. I'd like to. When may I come?
What time do you finish school today?
My last class ends at 2:40.
Well, stop over on your way home from school then. Will that be all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Don't mention it.
Hello, Mr. Connors. Do you have a minute?
I'm sorry. I am just on my way out. Why?
Well, I wanted to ask your advice about our school papers. But if you're busy, I'll wait until another time.
Your school paper? Sounds pretty interesting. Why don't you drop by my house and we can talk about it?
Thanks. I'd like to. When may I come?
What time do you finish school today?
My last class ends at 2:40.
Well, stop over on your way home from school then. Will that be all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Don't mention it.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
Hi, Mark. Are you in town for another job interview?
Yes, I'm hopeful this time. I've just finished my second interview with this company.
That sounds great. How many people are they interviewing?
They interviewed 16 the first time, and now 4 of us were chosen to go back for this interview. So, you know, 12 failed in the first interview.
Well, I hope it goes well. John and I would love it if you came back to this area to work, because we are friends.
I would too.
Hi, Mark. Are you in town for another job interview?
Yes, I'm hopeful this time. I've just finished my second interview with this company.
That sounds great. How many people are they interviewing?
They interviewed 16 the first time, and now 4 of us were chosen to go back for this interview. So, you know, 12 failed in the first interview.
Well, I hope it goes well. John and I would love it if you came back to this area to work, because we are friends.
I would too.
Dick was a clever boy, but his parents were poor, so he had to work in his spare time and during his holidays, too, to pay for his education. Because of this, he was able to get to the university. But it was so expensive to study there that during the holidays, he had to get 2 jobs at the same time so as to get enough money for his studies. One summer, he was able to get a job in a butcher shop during the daytime and another in a hospital at night. In the shop, he learned to cut meat up quite nicely, so the butcher often let him do all the work. In the hospital, on the other hand, he was, of course, allowed to do only the simplest jobs, like helping to lift people and to carry them from one part of the hospital to another. Both at the butcher shop and at the hospital, Dick had to wear white clothes. One evening at the hospital, Dick had to help to carry a woman from her bed to the operating room. The woman happened to be one of his customers. She was already feeling frightened at the thought of the operation before he came to get her. But when she saw Dick, that almost finished her. "No, no," she cried, "not the butcher. I won't be operated by the butcher." Then she fainted away. Dick was a clever boy, but his parents were poor, so he had to work in his spare time and during his holidays, too, to pay for his education. Because of this, he was able to get to the university. But it was so expensive to study there that during the holidays, he had to get 2 jobs at the same time, so as to get enough money for his studies. One summer, he was able to get a job in a butcher shop during the daytime and another in a hospital at night. In the shop, he learned to cut meat up quite nicely, so the butcher often let him do all the work. In the hospital, on the other hand, he was, of course, allowed to do only the simplest jobs, like helping to lift people and to carry them from one part of the hospital to another. Both at the butcher shop and at the hospital, Dick had to wear white clothes. One evening at the hospital, Dick had to help to carry a woman from her bed to the operating room. The woman happened to be one of his customers. She was already feeling frightened at the thought of the operation before he came to get her. But when she saw Dick, that almost finished her. "No, no," she cried, "not the butcher. I won't be operated by the butcher. Then she fainted away.